Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. Well, that's one piece of scripture that's easy to quote, but hard to obey. It seems we're forever trying to teach someone a lesson or give him what he deserves, never thinking that revenge is a no-no. Case in point, Kelly Hobson, a man with a cast on his arm and a chip on his shoulder, both put there by someone who acted as if he was trying to put an end to Kelly's car racing career, and maybe even to Kelly. Well, if you knew Kelly, you'd know he wouldn't take this lying down. And thereby hangs tonight's crisis story, a suspense-filled yarn we call License to Kill. We'll have Act One in just a minute. It all started the night Kelly Hobson took his cut-down, souped-up, rebuilt race car out for a test along a narrow back road. Of course, Jimmy Bailey was along, sticking like gasket sealer to his pal and hero. With his usual abandon, Kelly had nearly blown two cars off the road as he roared along, but then, a mile or so further on, the overtuned engine quit, and Kelly pulled to a stop on the narrow, sloping road shoulder to see if he could fix it.
Did you figure it out yet, Kelly?
Nah. Hey, hold that light steady.
Sorry.
Could be. I've got a dead short clear across the whole thing.
Well, maybe you burned up your coil.
I can't tell. Well, I gotta get a tow.
Hey, here comes one of those cars we passed, probably.
Hey, let me have your flashlight. I'll flag them down. You see if I got a tow rope in the trunk. Hey, I need a tow. Hey, you... Watch out!
Kelly!
He ran me down.
My God!
Oh, my arm. He tried to kill me.
Take it easy. Take it easy, Kelly.
Did you see that son?
Here, let me get you up into the car.
So help me if I could find out who that was. Oh, it's broken, Jimmy. Take it easy.
Oh, I'm sorry, Kelly. There. Get into the car.
Real
easy. Now, you go ahead and sit down in the car and then leave her to me. You know what, Kelly?
What?
We're going to get that fella.
What do you mean? How are we going to get him?
Because I caught the last three numbers on his license plate. 637.
A lot of good three numbers will do.
That's all I need. Now, don't you fret none. I'll find him. Maybe it'll take a little while, but I've seen the car. It's a gray Dodge.
Was a Plymouth. How do you know it was gray? Could have been any dark color. Oh, listen, I'm getting cold. You better find us a ride back to town.
I will. But just don't you worry. I'm going to get us that fella. I'm going to get him good.
Well, you didn't have to go breaking the arm to get out of our date.
Very funny. Ha ha.
I was just kidding. Trying to cheer you up.
Yeah, she was just kidding, Kelly.
Will you shut up?
I'm sorry.
Guess you won't be driving Sunday in the race.
It'll probably be 6 weeks, the doctor said.
Oh, that's too bad. Oh, wait a minute. I got to go wait on a customer. Don't run away now.
Kel? Kelly?
What?
We're not going to report this to the fuzz, are we?
I don't know.
I mean, it won't do any good.
Yeah, probably won't.
Hey, speak of the devil. Look who's coming in.
Hmm?
Adams. Yeah, he's coming over.
Hello, Kelly. Who are you, Jimmy? Let me sit down.
Oh, won't you sit down and join us, Officer Adams?
Oh, thanks. How's the arm?
It's okay.
I don't believe I seen any accident report.
You have to report everything to you guys?
Hey, how'd you find out about the accident?
Doc mentioned it. Said he'd set your arm after you got smacked by a hit and run. Is that right?
Yeah.
You think it was accidental or on purpose?
I don't know.
Are you kidding, Kel? I saw the whole thing. And what happened was, Kelly was standing in the road trying to flag the guy down so we could get him to tow the car back to town and then...
Standing in the road?
Shh. Thanks a lot, Jimmy.
Well...
Go on, Jimmy.
The guy slowed down like he was going to stop. And then all of a sudden he swerves way over and gives it the gas and knocks Kelly right against his own car.
That the way it happened, Hobson?
I guess.
funny you wouldn't come over and report it.
Well, I was going to.
I don't suppose you could identify the car.
Well, Jimmy thinks he saw the last three numbers of the guy's license.
Oh? Well, that's good, Jimmy. What are they?
Oh, I don't think I got them right.
What do you mean? Last night, you reeled them right off to me.
Yeah, but I probably got them wrong. Like, I couldn't even tell what kind of car it was. I mean, I thought it was one kind, and Kelly, he said it was another.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you remember the license number or anything else, let me know. Or do you already know who it was?
Huh?
Maybe a friendly little game of chicken out on the back road?
You're out of your tree.
Just wondering. You've been in and out of traffic court so many times for dumb things like that.
Yeah, well, that's what I figured you'd think. So forget it, Adams.
Okay, Kelly. Have it your own way.
What's with you anyway?
Huh?
You forget those license numbers already? Didn't you write them down?
Take it easy. Take it easy, Kel. I didn't forget one thing.
Then why didn't you tell that
dumb... Look, don't you see? If the cops find the guy, they'll charge him. And he'll probably have an alibi, or he'll get out of it some way. So I'm going to find him for you. And the cops won't need to find him.
Jimmy, your ma must have dropped you on your head.
Oh, hi. Back again? We're closed.
I know. I had to get rid of Jimmy. I was going to see if you wanted to go out for something.
For what?
Anything.
Like she said, buddy, we're closed.
I know you're closed. I didn't come in to buy anything. Who's he, the new cook?
That's Kennedy. Yeah, he's the new cook and going to be the new manager.
He don't like me.
Well, he doesn't even know you except he's seen you in here talking to me a couple of times, that's all.
Yeah? Well, come on. You ready to leave?
Well, see, I didn't know you were coming back.
Oh, well, you got something else to do?
Well, Kennedy, he said he'd drive me home.
Kennedy? Are you going out with him now?
No, I'm not going out with him. He just said when I worked late, he'd feel better about it if he drove me home instead of my walking.
Well, you don't have to walk. Tell him I'll drive you. Wait, I forgot. The car don't run. Well, I'll walk you.
Wait a minute, here he comes.
Hi, my name's Kennedy.
Yeah?
This is Kelly Hobson.
How are you?
Now, look, Hobson, let me explain how I run the place. When Lila's working late like tonight, I drive her home. Now, what she does when she gets home is none of my business. But I see that she gets home safe, see?
Yeah, I see. What are you, some kind of big daddy?
Oh, Kelly.
And I don't need you to tell me how to run my business.
Hey, big man, you keep on like that, and you ain't gonna have a business.
Okay, Buster. Out.
Oh, Mrs. Kennedy, he didn't...
You coming with me, Lila?
Now, wait a minute. She's not done cleaning up yet. Then she's leaving with me.
Got to, don't you see?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I see.
Hey, Kelly. Still loafing?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Adams. I'm still loafing. Can't repair cars with one arm.
I see you've got some expert help, though.
Hey, Cal. We've got a set of points for a 394.
Look in the parts room, Jimmy.
Oh, yeah.
Did he ever remember those license numbers?
Huh? I don't know. You'll have to ask him.
I did. Outside. He's playing dumb, which isn't too tough for him.
All right, Adams. He can't help it.
I don't think we got any, Cal.
Then call up the parts house and order them. You got the book with the serial numbers?
Oh, sure. I'll get it.
Look, Kelly, I'm trying to determine whether we have a genuine hit-and-run case or not. You think you can be of any help?
Well, I'll guarantee you that I've got a genuine broken arm.
Okay. Now try to remember. Do you believe the person who hit you deliberately aimed for you?
Absolutely.
All right. Give me a motive.
I can't give you a motive.
Hey, Cal. Guess what? I found a box of points for a 394 after all. Oh. Hi, Officer Adams.
Hello, Jimmy.
Well, go install them in the customer's car. You know how to install points.
Oh, sure.
You check his plugs?
Huh?
Did you check the guy's spark plugs?
Yeah, I will.
Jimmy, I guess you had a better look at that hit-and-run car than Kelly did. You want to do us a big favor?
Well, what is it?
You get a lot of cars through here. Keep your eyes peeled. If you see one that looks like the one that hit Kelly, call me. Will you?
Sure, I will.
All right, Jimmy. Now finish the guy's car, will you?
Right, Kel. I'm going to check those plugs and then clean it up like you told
me. You don't buy my story, is that it?
Did I say that?
Well, I closed everything up like you said and swept up the floor.
That's fine, Jimmy. You worked hard today.
Oh, I didn't mind. I liked it. Hey, Kelly?
Yeah?
I got an idea. Can I drive you home in the wrecker and then take the wrecker home? You know, if we was to get a call tonight, you couldn't drive it with your broken arm, so what do you think?
Think you can work it by yourself?
Oh, sure.
Okay, Jimmy. Only don't drive me home. Leave me off at the diner.
Oh. Gonna see Lila?
No. I've got a date with Kennedy.
Huh? Oh.
How's your mom tonight?
Great.
Want something to eat?
Nah.
Listen, you better have a cup of coffee anyway.
Why?
Well, Kennedy, he doesn't like people to just hang around without buying something.
Oh, geez. What a sweet guy.
I'll bring you some coffee. There you go.
Listen, Lila, how about tonight?
I don't know, Kelly. I gotta close up at midnight.
You gotta go right home?
You know Kennedy. He drives me home.
Yeah, I know. But then what?
You got your car running?
How can I work on my car with one arm?
How can you work on anything with one arm?
You'd be surprised. How about it?
What are we gonna do, walk around the block?
Well...
You can't come in. We'll have to go somewhere. How are we gonna go somewhere without a car?
Okay. Don't you worry. I'll get a car.
Tonight? How?
Just don't worry about it. What time are you going to get home?
Oh, probably not before 1 o'clock. And listen, Kelly, I'm going to be really beat.
I'll be out in front at 1:30, okay?
Okay, Kelly.
Hey, tell me something. This Kennedy, he always get all dressed up in that white chef's outfit?
Yeah, why?
Well, I mean, what does he do? Come to work that way and drive you home that way?
No, he changes back in the men's room.
Oh.
Listen, I gotta go wait on the train.
Sure, go ahead. See you at 1:30. Hi, Kennedy.
Hi, how are you?
Okay if I use a John?
Yeah, sure, go right ahead.
Thanks. Well, well, what's this hanging on a peg? Must be his coat. Look at all the keys. Just 11 o'clock. That's just enough time. See you, Kennedy.
Yeah, see you.
Lila, see you later. Yeah, who is it?
That you, Kelly? This is Adam.
What am I doing? Disturbing the peace?
No, I saw someone in your garage and I thought I'd better investigate. Working kind of late, aren't you?
One of my customers needed a key made, so I came down here to cut him one.
Oh. Say, another thing.
Yeah?
I've seen Jimmy cruising around town all evening in your wrecker. What's he doing, trolling?
I don't know. I let him take it home tonight, seeing as I can't do much with one arm in a sling.
Yeah. Well, I've got a hunch he's doing just what I asked him to do.
What?
Keeping a lookout for that car that ran you down.
Yeah?
That kid takes everything you say literally. He's crawling through town checking license plates, sure as the world.
Yeah, on my gas. Well, if you see him again, tell him to go on home. Listen, I hate to break this up, but I got to get going. What time is it?
11:45.
Hey, listen, I got to lock up and get my tail in gear.
Say, what are you using for wheels these days? Your car still busted?
Yeah, well, I get by. Listen, I got to run.
Sure, Kelly. See you around.
Kennedy?
No, baby. It isn't Kennedy.
Kelly, I thought it'd be you, but this looks like Kennedy's car.
It is.
What did he do? He loaned you his car?
Isn't that a gas? Come on, get in.
You really surprised me. I was watching for a car, but I didn't know what kind. How did you get him to loan you his car?
Oh, I just told him how it was with you and me. I mean, he understood.
That's neat. I didn't think he would. I mean, he hardly knows me, and he doesn't know you at all.
Yeah, well, I found him to be a real reasonable guy.
Where are we going?
Oh, the old spot.
Whew.
Tired?
Yeah. I'll say one thing. Kennedy really works here.
Yeah? Well, just relax, honey.
Okay. Is this the road where that guy ran you down?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awful. Do you think he'll ever find out who did it?
Nah, how can they?
But if Jimmy saw part of the guy's license number...
You can forget that. Jimmy means well and all, but... Well, he isn't too awfully bright.
Then why do you let him work with you at the garage?
I don't know. Someone's got to give him a chance.
He worships the ground you walk on.
Yeah, well, I'm the only guy who ever treated him like he wasn't a half-wit. Hey.
What?
Don't turn around. Someone's following us.
Are you sure?
Yeah, ever since I pulled away from your place.
Why would... Kelly, why would someone be following us?
How would I know?
Oh, no. I bet I know. You didn't borrow this car from Kennedy, did you? You stole it.
So? He'll get it back before morning. Move over and put your seatbelt on.
Kelly, I'm scared.
Whoever it is, I can outrun him even in this old heat.
This isn't a racetrack. This is Old Mill Road.
Just don't bug me.
Oh, he's right behind us.
I'm pulling away from
him. Is it the police? If it's Adams, he won't give up.
It's not the police. It's a truck. See the clearance lights on the cab?
Kelly, you'll tip us over.
I know what I'm doing. Just hang on.
What'll we do?
Down here, around the next turn. I'm going to pull off the road and hit the brakes hard. He'll be past us before he can stop. Then we'll turn around and get back to town. He can't turn a truck around on this little road. Okay, here we go. Hey, you know who that is? That's old Jimmy driving my record. Hey, he's stopping there up the road. Yeah, he's going to come back.
I thought a truck couldn't turn around on this narrow road.
A record can. It's only got a short wheelbase. Yeah, I'll see what the kid wants. Stay put. Now, why did he turn his lights off? Jimmy? Jimmy? Lila, jump! Get out! Jimmy, what do you think you're doing? Jimmy! Whoever you are, license number 637. That'll teach you to run over my friend, Kelly Hobson.
Under ordinary circumstances, you wouldn't expect your best friend to drive a huge wrecker right into your car, pinning you between the car and the winch on the bumper of the wrecker, but these... for anything but ordinary circumstances. Poor Jimmy, a little addled at best, was so overwrought he never recognized Kelly, frantically waving him away as the truck moved closer and closer to the car. Jimmy, a loyal friend, though, when it comes down to a crunch. How was he to know that it was Kennedy's car that had knocked over Kelly in the first place? How would he know that Kelly should have borrowed that particular car for his joyride? Well, it all proves that revenge isn't very sweet. Kelly's dead, Lila's bruised, Jimmy's up for manslaughter. Oh, yes, and Kennedy is out his 7-year-old sedan. License to Kill was produced and written for Crisis by yours truly, Jim French, and featured Marv Roseanne, Mark Wayne, Bill Swain, Shelley Knopp, and Paul Lewis. I hope you can join us next week for Crisis, and a most unusual kind of program.